Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell. And we have our special guest on the line, Sid Shastri. Those of you who listened to the first hour, we had a nice, wonderful discussion about phosphatidylserine and the brain and all sorts of goodies.
And it's all going to go downhill from there.
Yeah, okay. And this hour we're going to be talking about another interesting nutrient. Primarily it's ribose, but that's not all. It's really a combination of a few different things, including ribose, folic acid, the methylcobalamin form of B12, pantothenic acid, magnesium, carnitine, and something called trimethylglycine. Okay, and of course the ribose.
Yeah. You know, if we can, Arnie, before we go into it, you know, Sarah just called a little while ago, and she had a question which we just sort of had to rush through, and I wanted to just put the finishing touch to Sarah's question. Sarah is using some fish oil, a couple of tablespoons or something like that.
A couple teaspoons, yeah.
A couple teaspoons, and she was mentioning, what I wanted to point out was, the amount of omega-3s that she's taking in right now are good amounts and probably, you know, required for getting good healthy reductions in triglyceride and healthy heart rhythms, healthy contractions. And for that, she should not shift any of her usage patterns from that. She should continue to utilize the amounts that she's taking in. When it comes to the PS, here you're going to get, for example, in one soft gel of Next PS, you would get 100 milligrams of PS, and then you would get about 100 milligrams of DHA conjugated to the PS. So you're going to get a 100-100 type of combination. This is particularly potent for the brain benefits, but when you're looking for systemic cardiovascular benefits, you typically have to use more omega-3. So I would say to Sarah, just to finish out her question here, don't change what you're doing because someone's put you on a good program. Continue that. When it comes to the PS, the Next PS, give this a try. You'll really enjoy it. It's going to sharpen your brain benefits. So that's basically the how I wanted to finish that question.
All right. When it comes in, I'm going to try it myself. I could always use a little brain sharpening. Okay. Yeah. Now, switching gears a moment, as we said, another product put out by Shastri Tech is called Ribosolve. And the solve relates to the fact that it's a liquid.
Correct.
Okay, so how did you come to this formulation for ribose plus some B vitamins and carnitine and magnesium?
Well, it seems to me right now there are quite a few ribose products out in the market, and the market awareness of ribose is pretty decent. The one thing, however, I would say reality that people have to work with when it comes to ribose is they have to use a significant amount to get the benefit. And therein lies an opportunity. Instead of using, teaspoons of powder and having to work with that and going through the process of putting that into something that might be palatable for them, Ribosolve is a product that is basically pre-liquefied ribose. It's a ribose already in the liquid format. Mm-hmm. And it also has a nice supporting cast of nutrients that do work synergistically with ribose, and that includes carnitine. It includes some B vitamin cofactors like methylcobalamin and folic acid, and trimethylglycine, which is an excellent methyl donating substance. So you have some really nice cardiovascular supportive nutrients in that liquid format with ribose, and that makes it very easy for people to use ribose.
Okay, Sid, give us sort of quickly, why do we want to take ribose in the first place?
Simplest way to think about it, we've all heard about ATP. ATP is your currency of energy. It's your cash currency for doing anything, whether it's blinking your eyes or beating your heart. Energy is required, and ATP is king. That's how it's done. And but ATP is a very complex molecule. It's like a very two or three piece structure. One of those pieces is ribose. Without ribose, you can't make ATP. Plain and simple. Now that doesn't mean without something like Ribosolve, or without something like ribose from Wilner Chemist, you won't be able to synthesize energy. You can, of course. You've been doing it all your life without something like
that.
But there is a cost. There's always a metabolic cost for doing something. And the cost of synthesizing energy is greatly relieved when you have a nutrient like ribose around. So the bottleneck for the synthesis of energy is ribose. Ribose is essential for ATP.
Okay. So as you pointed out, we've been doing it all our lives without ribose.
Correct.
Where does ribose come in? What type of people would be the types of people who need ribose and shouldn't rely on the fact that their body makes some of this stuff?
Well, there's two primary groups, I think, that really can benefit from ribose. And both of them have one thing in common. They have a energy deficit. And those are people that are exercising intensely. And then there's the other group that wants to improve their cardiovascular function. Remember that the heart is a muscle. And when there isn't an adequate pool of ribose, the efforts that the body has to undergo to synthesize the ATP needed for healthy, strong contractions, whether it be in the heart or the skeletal muscles while you're working out, there becomes a deficit, and the ATP is difficult to synthesize. And that is when ribose really can benefit these people. And there's a fair amount of studies that back ribose as a nutrient for both applications, whether it be skeletal or cardiac muscle, as a source of energy.
Oh yeah, you know what happens. Actually, I know Sid, you're well aware of this. When after you exercise, you deplete your ATP, and it just that's why we get so weary after exercise. And sometimes, I'll work out on a Tuesday, and I take ribose. I don't think I probably take enough ribose, but I'm still tired Wednesday because my ATP needs to regenerate again.
Well, very good point. In fact, depending upon the intensity of your exercise, it can take up to 3 days for you to get back to the normal levels. And again, depending upon how depleted your system is at that time. And ribose really benefits athletes, and it really benefits people that want to have a healthy pool of energy for their cardiovascular health.
Could
it
you tell
really
us,
does benefit
let's
them.
Say I treat a lot of patients with chronic fatigue syndrome, and what kind of doses would you think would be sufficient for them of the D-ribose by itself, and then how much D-ribose does your product provide in addition to the carnitine and stuff that's added in?
Sure. Dr. Podell, you know, I'm a big fan of the concept of synergy, and I'm a big fan of trying to use the minimum amounts to get an effect. I don't really like to do the whole shotgun approach and just bludgeon our cells to death with a huge amount of nutrients. The way we created this product, each serving offers 2,500 milligrams, 2.5 grams of ribose in one tablespoon. And also in that tablespoon, you also get additionally 500 milligrams of carnitine and 300 milligrams of trimethylglycine and some folic acid and B12. So I feel that the amounts that you would get in one tablespoon of this product are the amounts that are sufficient to get not only a decent amount of nutrients, but not an excess amount, and you're getting the power of synergism working because you have the carnitine present, because you have it in a pre-liquefied format. So that's what you get. You get 2.5 grams of ribose, 500 milligrams of carnitine, and some other ingredients, and I believe that is the amount that is beneficial for those two primary groups, the athletes and people that just want to promote their cardiovascular health. Now, with the chronic fatigue subjects, you know, there's a long history. You know the whole situation that about health claims and all of that, and I specifically don't know, but I do know this much. When people have used ribose for chronic fatigue, people have talked to me about it. They use upwards of 5 to 10 grams a day, and that I cannot recommend.
Okay. We'll get back to our discussion with Sid Shastri after we take a short break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. And some good news, the entire line of American and Home Health, now on sale at 35% off list. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call if you have any questions about ribose or CoQ10 or carnitine, energy, fibromyalgia, all that stuff. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Sid Shastri, will be back after these messages.
Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men in the United States. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to reduce our risk. One thing we can do is supplement with CoQ10, a lipid-soluble vitamin-like nutrient present in nearly all human tissues and involved in cellular energy production and cardiovascular health. But not just any CoQ10. The new, more bioactive form of CoQ10 from Blue Bonnet is what you want. Blue Bonnet's cellular active CoQ10 ubiquinol soft gels provide the new active antioxidant form of CoQ10 ubiquinol rather than the more common form of CoQ10 ubiquinone, which must be converted to the active antioxidant form in the body. Ubiquinol has been shown to be significantly more effective in saturating blood plasma levels than ubiquinone. Blue Bonnet currently offers ubiquinol in 50 and 100 milligram soft gels. So when it really matters, go for the best. Go for Blue Bonnet's cellular active ubiquinol CoQ10 soft gels. Blue Bonnet products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer. I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here's some current examples. And by the way, this sale is good for the rest of the week until Friday. Okay, so after Friday, this sale is gone. American Health, Source Naturals, Rainbow Light, 35% off list, Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Nature's Way, Doctor's Best, Natural Factors, Natrol, and many other lines at 30% off list. We actually have 60 different product lines on sale right now. Check out the full listing at our website, www.wilner.com. And did you receive our new 72-page sale flyer and newsletter? Well, if you were on the mailing list, the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you would have. You can pick it up along with our latest product reference catalog at any Wilner Chemist store. They're free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com. Even better, visit us in person at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 100 Park, corner of Park and East 41st, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist and Nutritional Supplement Professionals will begin taking your calls shortly.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com online.
And good news, PGX Daily is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Sid Shastri. And we have a few callers on the phone, and let's say hello to Richard, calling from Manhattan.
Hi, great show.
Thank you.
I really like what your guest had to say, and I'd also be interested in what Dr. Podell says about this. You had talked about maybe overindulging in ribose, and I was one of those. I was taking 10 to 15 grams a day for quite a while for chronic fatigue, and I was also using it before intense exercise. And one day when I went to intensely exercise, I just could not move. I just went down on the floor, and it was like my muscles were so weak, I couldn't move. And the best way I could determine what was going on was, because I'm hypoglycemic, and the relationship between hypoglycemia and ribose at times is that I was just going through some kind of an attack. So after that episode, I stopped using it. So I guess my question is, based on what you said, maybe taking a lesser amount for mainly for chronic fatigue, do you think that might be an answer if I am hypoglycemic, and would it be better to take ribose with food as opposed to not, so I won't get a low blood sugar reaction?
Okay, Sid, what do you think? And Dr. Podell, what do you think?
Go ahead, Dr. Podell, please, be my guest.
I'm very interested in you know, the side effect issue, because you can always overdo a good thing. Jacob Teitelbaum, who's a prominent chronic fatigue syndrome doctor, published a study with ribose at 5 grams three times a day, and that's 15. And he did seem to show that the people did better. About two-thirds of the people seemed to improve with the ribose. I'm not aware, and he doesn't say about what side effects, if any, there are. So I'm just real interested in learning that.
Well, you know, ribose, by the way, as we know, is a 5-carbon sugar. You know, glucose and is a 6-carbon sugar. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it has the same effect on the hypoglycemia. I mean, it may, but also Richard, you seem to be you. Excuse me. You may have taken an awful lot of ribose at one time.
Was that the case,
or were you taking smaller doses just more frequently?
I did it just like Dr. Podell said. I read Jacob Teitelbaum's book, and I was taking, just like he directed, I think it was 5 grams three times a day. And I think Jacob Teitelbaum does say maybe in one sentence in his book, and I think on some ribose products it might say that some people can experience a hypoglycemic episode.
Yeah, well, obviously you're one of those people. So, well, we don't know if, let's say you took 2 grams or 2.5 grams of ribose, instead of 5, you might be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's up to you if you want to go and check back and see how it affects you.
Okay, does your guest have any comment on what I said at all?
Yeah, I do. I have heard in all of the time that I've worked with people and ribose, there is one power lifter who's set many world records that has mentioned to me this problem, and it that also happened from taking too many grams at once. And I think so. There are some people that are sensitive to this, and I find that small group happens to be very elite athletes. It's possible that they take too many grams of ribose and somehow it has an effect. The mechanism I can't even propose, because this sugar is doesn't.
Okay, we got about 10 seconds.
Doesn't work according to like regular blood glucose, and it doesn't have those same effects. So, bottom line is there's not an understanding of why it can happen if it does happen.
Okay.
But at least
all right, Sid, we have to break here. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. And here's some good news. The entire American Health and Home Health product line now on sale at 35% off list price at Wilner Chemists.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal. And downtown at 253 Broadway, across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com. And they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106. Or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And right now, traveling on the BQE, we've got a bit of a problem. It's actually on the Long Island Expressway leading to the BQE. We've got an accident on the westbound ramp on top of the southbound BQE, so traffic's going to be a bit slow in the area, but again, not affecting the BQE itself. Van Wyck northbound side, Belt Parkway into Jamaica Avenue, some slow traffic, southbound delays, Linden Boulevard heading in towards the Belt, and look out on New York City subway service suspended both ways on the 7 train, Times Square into Queensboro Plaza due to police activity at 5th Avenue and 42nd Street. Across the Hudson River, inbound upper deck of the GW Bridge, a one-hour wait, lower deck a 25-minute delay. Holland's going to cost you 30 in, 10 out, and the Lincoln Tunnel has a 20-minute inbound backup outbound side, not too bad. And this report is sponsored by Citgo, there at every turn. Every Citgo station is locally owned, so every time you buy quality products at Citgo, you help keep people in the neighborhood working and their quality of life working too. Citgo, there at every turn. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has private offices in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone 973-218-9191. 973-218-9191 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Sid Shastri. And we're talking about a new product available from Shastri Tech called Ribosolve, containing D-ribose and a bunch of other goodies. Okay, getting back to the phones, let's say hello to Joyce calling from Great Neck, Long Island.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. These two products are really a consummation devoutly to be wished. because I have been taking a lot of these things separately. Now, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions about the ribose salve. You mentioned that in addition to the ribose, the 2.5 grams per dose, you have 500 milligrams of carnitine and 300 of trimethylglycine.
Right.
Did you tell us the amount of folic acid, methylcobalamin, and magnesium?
Yeah, I can mention that. So the amount of folic acid is, 200 micrograms. 200 micrograms. And the B12, as methylcobalamin, is 50 micrograms. And
I think the magnesium was a low level also.
Well, you know, the magnesium is, as far as taste goes, if someone wants really significant quantities, they're not going to be able to get it in a liquid form.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to have to supplement that separately anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, so the magnesium is not a high level, Joyce.
Right, but what form of magnesium is it?
It's a lactate gluconate.
Okay.
It's a very small amount. We tried, honestly, to put in greater amounts, but the difficulty was so much there that in the end, we decided to focus on the core parts of this complex, which is the ribose and the carnitine.
Right. Well, that's really important because Dr. Steven Sinatra, who was a guest on Dr. Hoffman's program, said the important components of heart cardiac energy and general muscular energy are ribose and carnitine, then magnesium and the CoQ10.
Yeah.
So this is getting very close to it because at least I have these main ones together here. And the liquid factor is great, too, because most of the other riboses are powders now,
yeah,
which are hard to travel with.
Yeah.
This is a little easier. So, and also back to Next PS, great also because you're getting the extra DHA in with it. So I'm really very interested in these two products. I'm looking forward to their availability.
Okay. Joyce, just so you know, they'll probably be shipped in within the next week.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. I'll call in. Thank you.
Okay.
I've done quite a few radio shows across the country. I have to say, your listeners are just really...
The best. You could say it.
Man, I'm telling you. I mean, how long have you been doing the show?
Oh, about 12 years.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, you must have a tremendous following because this level of response on a radio show I have not had before.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sid.
Well, this is New York and New Jersey, mainly.
That's right. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. We go down to Philadelphia. We go up to Boston. We go out west into Ohio. This, you know, the show is being broadcast down in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
You know, we have a store in Atlanta, Georgia, so it's really nice.
Wow.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Joyce. And let's next talk to Charlotte from Queens.
Hello. Oh, as usual, a wonderful program. I'd like to ask your guest whether they've had any experience with ribosol helping depression. I do take phosphatidylcholine and phosphatidylserine, which I think has been helping, but I wonder whether he's had any experience with ribosol in terms of the brain.
Ribosol and depression, no. I haven't seen any... let's put it this way. With ribose itself as a nutrient, I haven't seen anything. When it comes to carnitine, I believe that there are some beneficial effects because some of the carnitine becomes acetylated and turns into acetylcarnitine. And that part, I do believe that you can get some benefit. Of course, depending on the extent of depression, of course, there are several good brands out there that carry a type of nutrient called S-adenosylmethionine, also known as SAMe.
Yeah.
And SAMe, you know, Jarrow Formulas and Natural Factors and some other companies have an excellent form, excellent enteric-coated form.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend something like that if we're talking about a certain type of depression. If the depression is too intense, then I think we're talking about something totally different. But to answer your question, ribose and brain effects, no, I have not seen any data.
Your regular participants, a quick question. I picked up the 5-HTP Tritryptophan at Wilner's, and on the bottle it says take with food, and yet I heard a nutritional doctor say take it away from food, and I was just wondering how you felt about that.
I would have thought that 5-HTP would be taken away from food, usually with something, or mostly away with, from protein, really.
Yeah.
It's not the food so much, it's the protein.
Right.
You know, if you, you know.
Yeah, and actually taking carbohydrates or fat with it will make it get into the brain more so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the main thing is not to take it with protein.
Right.
Okay, having it with a little carbohydrate, as Dr. Podell said, is a good idea.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling, Charlotte. Okay, our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. And you folks listening in Atlanta, we don't get calls from Atlanta, but the 800 number works from Atlanta. So, hey, you guys, give us a call. You know, we would like to have some Atlanta callers. And next we have Mary calling from Millburn, New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi.
It seems like you have all women today.
Hey, we like women, you know.
Both. Oh, good. I'm an older woman, and I have fibrillation, and I want to get out of it. I can't stand that carnitine. I saw treating my husband with that. It caused him a lot of trouble, swelling in the legs, et cetera.
Whoa. Let's stop a second. You have fibrillation?
Yes.
And you
as
said
a protective agent, I'm taking Coumadin and Lanoxin.
Okay.
In hopes that the fibrillation would stop, you know, right itself. It doesn't seem to be doing that, though. It's been on for 2 months. I realized I had it when I became so extremely tired and had absolutely no energy, and then they found the fibrillation. I think since on my own, I've been taking magnesium, and the reason for that is that I had chemo, cisplatinum at one time, and I heard that cisplatinum, I read, fills the receptors for magnesium. And so I have been...
Okay, so Mary, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I want to know if I'm going to kill myself. And I wanted to know if ribose would take the place of Lanoxin in some way, because they both are stimulants to the heart, as I understand
it. But that's not why the digoxin's being given, actually. It's being given to prevent your heart rate from speeding up too fast.
Right.
It's a rate control. So you can be in fibrillation and do pretty well as long as the heart rate stays reasonable. If it zips up to 150 or something, you know, that's not good. So that's why the digoxin is there. Okay, it's not so much to strengthen the heart in this case.
Yes.
And to ease the fibrillation, I was told.
Well, it slows the rate of the fibrillation.
So oh, I
keep
see.
It in a proper range.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I guess the question is ribose going to help you any?
Yes, that would be a better question then, and it would be safe. It's one of the sugars in the body, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay, let's address number one, safety. Dr. Podell, could Mary take this with the Coumadin and the digoxin?
The ribose?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know,
I didn't
as far as anyone knows, the Coumadin doesn't interact with that, but one always has to be cautious because nobody tests it.
Okay, you know? What benefit possibly could be derived by Mary with her fibrillation from taking the
ribose?
Right. Well, the ribose would likely help the metabolism of the heart, so it would get more energy out more easily. Whether or not that would help the fibrillation, we don't know. If the problem is partly metabolic and you're not getting enough blood supply to the, say, the atrium, maybe it would help. On the other hand, if, let's say, the atrium is all stretched out of shape, or if there's a electrical bundle that's feeding on itself that is itself the cause of fibrillation, then that probably would not help it.
I wanted, if the cause is my lack of magnesium, I've been taking it, and I feel so much better lately.
Well, low magnesium will tend to bring out fibrillation, and raising magnesium is a good thing. Whether it's enough, we wouldn't know.
The other thing, you know, something near and dear to Sid's heart, you know, CoQ10.
Yep.
You know, CoQ10, especially the ubiquinol form, the QH, as they call it, form, would be definitely also something
like
you should...
About 50 milligrams?
If you're taking ubiquinol, 50 milligrams would be okay, but I would take it more than once a day.
Well, you'd probably need more. You'd take the ubiquinol twice a day then, perhaps.
At least. Well, what dose would you think, Sid?
Well, I don't know what fibrillation is, and I don't know the details of that. I don't even know the general aspects of it. But what people are using, the amounts they're using of QH, probably about 150 milligrams. 100 to 150 milligrams is what people supplement with. And that before that, they were using like 300 milligrams of
Q10.
Yeah, the other thing you might do, I'm looking at an article here that says cisplatin can damage the kidneys and cause magnesium wasting, that is, lose a lot of magnesium in the urine. It wouldn't be hard to do a 24-hour urine and see how much magnesium you're losing, and that would give you some idea of what you have to take in. If you're losing a large amount, then you know for sure you have to catch up on the magnesium.
All right, Mary, thanks so much for that call. Okay, we need to pause for another short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR and WGKA, and we shall return after these messages.
Why do some people who rarely exercise have better bone density than others who exercise all the time? And why can some people eat lots of fast food and never pay the consequences, while others have to adhere to the strictest of diets to maintain their health? The answer may be in your genes. None of us were born with perfect genes. The problem is, how do you know which ones are functioning optimally and which ones are not? And if you did know, what could you do about it? Well, a new program from Solgar may be the answer. Called Nutrigenomics, a simple test is now available to help you identify where your genetic weaknesses lie. But that's not all. Solgar has developed a series of dietary supplements that are specific to whatever weaknesses the test may reveal. This revolutionary new program and product line is now available from Solgar, and we urge you to give it a try. Take some of the guesswork out of your nutritional supplement regimen. Call Wilner Chemists, 800-633-1106 for more information, or log on to www.wilner.com. Our specially trained pharmacists and nutritionists are always on hand to assist you. That's 1-800-633-1106. Listen to your genes. Nutrigenomics from Solgar.
Hear what integrative physician and best-selling author Fred Pescatore has to say about the importance of probiotics to your digestive health.
No matter what health issues may be troubling you, think about supporting your friendly bacteria as part of the remedy. Our good bacteria make important vitamins, help digest our food, detoxify harmful substances, balance hormones, build immunity, fight off disease-causing bacteria, and much more. It's easy to see why restoring gut flora often makes a profound improvement in health, even for persons who don't think they have a digestive concern. And my choice for restoring gut flora is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's what I use and recommend to my patients. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's that good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or at Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Sid Shastri. And we're here answering your questions about nutrition and health and all that sort of stuff. And the phone in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. All righty, let's say hello to Mickey, calling from Staten Island, New York.
Hi, guys. I listen to your show all the time. I'm very similar to the person that just called last, Mary, except I took Corvalin, which for chronic fatigue and for energy, because I have heart disease, a couple of years ago, and I found after 3 months of taking it that it did raise my glucose, and also strangely raised my my cholesterol, all of the panels, because when I got off it, I went back down to normal. But mm-hmm. now I'm in trouble. I had a racing heart about a month ago of 150. My doctor let me go that way for 4 days. And as a result, I haven't damaged my atrium, but I've weakened it, and the ejection factor is down to 25. The doctors are hoping it'll come back. I'm taking magnesium, 1,000 milligrams, and I'm taking the coenzyme 10. And I'm taking the L-carnitine. I'd mm-hmm. like to try the ribose and say, well, you know, just let my blood sugar go up, let my cholesterol go up a little bit. It's more important to get my heart healed and
correct.
Then bring it down. I just wanted your opinion.
Okay, well, I'll tell you whose opinion you're going to get first. You're going to get Dr. Podell's opinion first.
I knew that.
well, you know, I really don't have the answer. Other than, yes, it would be reasonable to try it, but you want to measure that sugar before and then, let's say, a week later and repeatedly, because what we don't want to do is create diabetes there. On the other hand, because your ejection fraction is low, I think it is worth trying things like the ribose, things like hawthorn berry, but you got to let your doctors know what you're doing.
Okay, here's an interesting thing. You know, the product that we're talking about is called Ribosol, and as Sid said earlier, it doesn't contain, you know, monumental dosages. You're talking about a tablespoon containing 2.5 grams of ribose.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and I know, for example, you know, Dr. Sinatra recommends 5 grams 3 times a day or something like that.
Correct. You know, Arnie and Dr. Podell, you know, one thing that just occurs to me, I don't know how much ribose this gentleman was taking, but, you know, when you're taking 2.5 grams of a sugar, let's argue for a second that we're talking about pure glucose. Even if it was 2.5 grams of pure glucose, I would think that there were other confounding things that caused this gentleman to develop.
This lady.
I think it would be something else that caused it, because that much, even if it was glucose, would not be something that would cause diabetes.
That would be like 10 calories or something like that?
Well, it's exactly.
Yeah. 4 calories per gram, yeah.
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 So it's not a lot.
So it's not a lot, Mickey. If you went to the, you know, the Ribosol product that we're talking about, which we will have at Wilner's probably in the next 10 days or so, it might be worth a try.
Ribosol, S-O-L-V-E?
R-I-B-O-S-O-L-V-E.
Oh, I got that. Okay.
Mickey
yeah.
Should know. 2.5 grams of ribose. I would think even if someone was taking greater amounts of ribose, let's just say Mickey was taking a pure ribose powder and mm-hmm. several grams of that, I just still don't think, because it doesn't behave in the way glucose behaves, I don't think, even if it was pure glucose that Mickey was consuming, I don't think it would be enough to cause significant elevation.
Okay, so we think that there's probably something else acting, or that was acting to cause the elevated glucose and cholesterol. You know,
yeah.
It wasn't just the ribose.
And now, that having been said, Dr. Podell and Arnie, you know, I can't make specific recommendations, and my product is specific.
Yeah.
I just can't make specific.
No, that's
and you have to read the label before you take the product. That's just plain and simple, and so on and so forth.
Thanks so much for that call, Mickey. All righty. Next, we have Michelle calling from Garden City, Long Island.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. My question is, it's not Wilner's vitamin, it's another vitamin that
okay.
I sent for it. And it said 72 trace minerals
right.
that were in the vitamin. It didn't state what they were, so I decided to send for it, you know, to see what they were.
Okay.
I got it back, and it tells me it has arsenic, mercury, lead, and aluminum.
Hmm.
So I'm just wondering, yeah.
Yeah, the any of those trace things, if you look at the amounts, you'll find that they're you know, I don't even know how they measure them. They're very low. But
it
those
didn't
are,
even state it. It didn't state the amounts of it. It just stated what was in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's a, you know, any natural mineral, and the product you're taking was derived from really earth. You know, it's a mine product, and it would have all of the things that are present just in our environment. So they're there.
They're there. Now, with the Wilner's vitamins, they wouldn't have that, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Okay, I'm going to get those then, because I was shocked when I got it back. You know, when it said arsenic and then mercury, and I was lead.
Yeah, well, they're very low levels, but they're there.
Yep. All right. Thank you so much for your help.
Okay, Michelle, thanks so much for that call. Okay, next we have Judy from Edison, New Jersey.
Yes.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Okay. I have a question for you. I'm taking Coral Calcium,
okay.
And it's a Nature Sunshine product.
Okay.
And it says on it that it's the calcium is from 1,450 milligrams. Coral calcium,
okay.
Which is 325 milligrams, it says. Then it says magnesium from 1,450 milligrams, coral calcium,
right.
163 milligrams. And I take this twice a day.
Okay.
Is that a good dietary supplement for your bones and all?
I was never a big fan of coral calcium. It comes from coral, so what?
Yeah.
You know, if you want a good absorbable calcium supplement, you take something like a calcium citrate or a magnesium citrate.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need the coral calcium. I was never a fan of it. I never. It's mostly the calcium is in a carbonate form,
mm-hmm.
which makes it a little harder to digest.
This one is harder to digest, the coral calcium?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. I think that's why my stomach is bothering me. And because I'm taking along with that all-in-one-step dietary supplement beverage mix, which has vitamins A and C and E and...
No, those...
And all that.
That's fine.
That's fine, but it's a powder, and I take that twice a day.
That's fine.
And that has calcium in, too. It has calcium as a chloride calcium.
Okay.
326 milligrams, it says.
Yeah,
so,
that's a soluble calcium, so that's okay. But I'm not a big fan of coral calcium.
Uh-huh. So it's all right, I guess, if I take this dietary supplement.
Sure.
Okay, all right. All right, thank you. You answered my question. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for that call, Judy. All right, we were talking about a couple of products today made by Shastri Tech. We don't currently carry them at Wilner Chemists because they are currently being bottled. And we will have them at Wilner. We will have them at Wilner's probably the next 10 days, Sid?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Maybe less than that.
Maybe less than that. Okay. The first product, the phosphatidylserine product, is called Next NEXTPS. PS for phosphatidylserine.
Yes.
The second product is called Ribosolve. RIBOSOLVE. Okay. So we will have both of those. Both of those products available at Wilner's in probably a week or so. Sid, I'd like to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you, Arnie. Thank you, Dr. Podell. It's been great. I can't believe where the time went. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Okay. We'll be back after these short message. Have you been hit with a case of the summer sniffles? Just because it's warm outside doesn't mean you shouldn't be concerned about your immune health. Eating on the run and too little sleep can contribute to lowering immunity any time of the year. Taking a high-quality vitamin C supplement daily like Ester C, the better vitamin C from American Health, can bolster your immune system and keep you healthy year-round. Non-acidic Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. It is quickly absorbed and retained in the immune system for up to 24 hours. That's advanced immune protection you can count on. And Ester C is backed by over 20 years of science. It's the most researched vitamin C brand in the world. When it comes to the health of your immune system, turn to one of the most widely recommended vitamin C supplements for boosting immune health. Ester C, the better vitamin C, from American Health, available at Wilner Chemists. Well, looks like it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. Hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. And we've reached the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. Please visit either of our two stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue or 253 Broadway. I'd like to thank Noah and Ira for helping us out today in the control room. And please stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini immediately following the Wilner Window. See you next Sunday. Have a good week.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.